So I'm delighted today to be talking to Chrissy Huntley. Hello, Chrissy. You're very excited. Tell everybody why.
I am very excited. I have recently won a competition to play Glastonbury Festival, which has been my dream since I was about 7 or 8 years old. So it's quite a big deal for me.
It is. It's the stuff of dreams, isn't it? So you're up against quite a few bands all over Europe, and in the end, three of you won. What was the live final like, and how come three of you actually won it? That's quite unusual, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So I think the final, there were seven of us, which was unusual in itself, as it was meant to be six. But in the semi-final that we played, we joint won with another band from my university called Iosa, who are amazing. And then the seven of us were there at the final, and everyone was just incredible. Everyone really blew me away. We kind of, towards the end of the night, accepted that we were happy not to win because everyone was that good. Then at the end of the night, it was a surprise three-way win, basically. So it was between us, a band called Imprint, who we supported about a year ago in Bath, who we absolutely loved, so that was lovely to share it with them. And then a band from Germany called The Flavian, who blew us away as well. And I've seen recently on social media, they just supported Catfish and the Gospelmen as well. So they're doing absolutely amazingly. So I can't wait to go to the festival with all of them. I'm just so happy that even though it wasn't an outright win, I couldn't be happier to share it with those two bands.
Yeah, you're very modest, because I've played your tunes various times on Sudi Radio, and you've got a very talented brother as well, Tom,
yes,
Sergeant Phoenix, who I've seen a few times and who's also been to Sudi Radio. So a very talented local family from Reigate, which what we absolutely love. So you're playing 2 o'clock on the Thursday, 27th of June, on the Avalon Cafe stage, and playing in Camden in May as well. So you're now studying at the BIM Institute in Bristol, so you're taking it all very seriously. What are the plans for the future?
So I've just finished my second year at BIM. Literally 2 days ago I had my last exam, so it's all pretty crazy that I'm going into my last year. But after that, I'm just continuing with music. So I'm releasing hopefully a few singles this summer. They're all recorded and ready to go. It's just a matter of campaigning and all of that. So even though I've ended my exams, it's another kind of busy now that we've entered into summer. But I definitely can't complain. It's all going amazingly at the moment. So yeah, we've got a few festivals coming up this summer, some which are yet to be announced. Then my final year of uni, and then after that, hopefully the world and beyond. Yeah, so I'd love to go on tour, and that's the big goal, and hopefully a European tour. We've got some contacts in France and Germany, so I'm hoping that will be the way it will go. So we'll just have to keep working hard, keep planning away, and we'll see what happens.
Exactly. Well, thank you for taking time out today to talk to me, and onwards and upwards, and thank you so much, and enjoy Glastonbury. That's just wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Speak to you soon.
Yeah, bye.